Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello, and welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels. I do appreciate you joining in with us. You know what? It seems like every other show, I have some personal issues with my technology here. You know, I'm trying to stream myself to my Facebook page, but for some reason, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm off kilter today for some reason. But anyway, thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. As you can see, I got a new look today. This is just for today, right? Because I'm developing these new, a new logo, a new design on a sweatshirt. So this is a prototype, right? So it's about, it's hashtag hospitality unplugged. You know, that's what we always talk about, right? So the show is about connecting and collaborating, and then it's always hashtag, always followed by hashtag hospitality unplugged, which means, you know, we do what we want to do. We talk about everything hospitality, good, bad, or indifferent, but we're all about, putting the hospitality industry on the forefront, especially during times like this. So that's what the hashtag hospitality unplugged. I mean, it can mean other things too, but I mean, I'm gonna leave it at that. So we just try to put the forefront or put the hospitality industry on the forefront of 14. Because some people probably think, oh, that's 2014. That's when, you know, you came up with this whole thing. I said, no, the number 14 is significant because that's the number of hotels that I've worked in. So that's what the 14 is for. My first hotel was the El Segundo Courtyard. And my last hotel was the Sheraton Universal. That was number 14. So that's what the significance is of the number. Okay, just so you know. So thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. We're a live radio show, but we do live radio show, which is on latalkradio.com. And then we Zoom, and then we're Facebook Live, right? So at least we were, and now we still are on LA Talk Radio. It's just that my feed is not working for some reason today, but let me see if it'll pop up. Nope, still not. I don't know what's going on, but we will continue. I mean, the show goes on, right? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if I'm having issues. The show continues. So I mentioned connecting and collaboration, hashtag hospitality unplugged, hence the sweatshirt. Happy New Year. Today is Tuesday, January 5th, 2021. We're on show number 89. Wow. We're coming up another milestone, right? Next week would be show number 90. And then 10 more after that, it'd be 100. I mean, can you believe that? I can't believe that, you know, that 2 years, it'll be 2 years at the end of this month that I started the show. So, man, it's gone by pretty quickly. Still having fun doing it. Still talking, we get to interview people. I get to you know, people get to call me and tell me, you know, things about what's going on in their world of the industry, right? Especially during this COVID time where everybody has something that's going on. Either, you know, you've been laid off, you've been furloughed. Some people, you know, have come back to work. Some people just recently laid off. I just, you know, found out today another former colleague of mine just recently got laid off, maybe last month. So, I mean, it's still happening, right? But, you know, but then there's some people that are coming back to work, some hotels that are reopening or newly open. And I'll get to, you know, a couple hotels on that in a couple minutes. So it's just a mixed bag, right? But we're out of 2020. Hopefully 2021 will be a lot better, and actually it will. So we're going to claim that it will be better than 2020. Okay, moving forward. Industry news, Dr. Fauci. I mean, who would have thought I would have said Dr. Fauci on this show? But anyway, he says the COVID vaccine could be mandatory for travel. So moving forward this year, you know, people are getting vaccinated, things like that. Pain to leave, you know, your state and go to another state. They may require that. They don't require it yet because not enough people are vaccinated, of course, because it just started. But can you foresee that happening by end of this year, could you see that happening? I could, right? Okay, so that means we have to run out and get our shots then, right? So, or whenever it's your turn to get your shot, maybe we need to get it. So, you know, that'll make a lot of people rethink, well, I'm not going to get it on the first round, but if it has to do with travel, oh yeah, sign me up. I'm the first one, you know. It'd be a fight to get in, you know, to start traveling again. So we'll see where that goes. But that's one thing that I just read earlier today. So the COVID vaccination could be mandatory for travel moving forward. Los Cabos, you know, Cabo San Lucas, you know, in Mexico. You know what? I always talk about, you know, destinations or hotels or whatever doing promotions, right? I've been getting tons of promos advertising for hotels in the beautiful destination of Los Cabos. So I said, you know, I have to mention this because I'm always talking about, you know, you need to be, you know, top of mind when you're doing advertising or doing promotion. Well, obviously they figure this whole thing out. So they want people there, and there's a lot of people from West Coast. They go to Los Cabos all the time. So in fact, I'm working on a program that's actually in March of this year. It's a golf retreat that I'm doing for someone, and it's in Los Cabos. So, you know, things are happening. So yeah, so it's good that they're promoting their destination. It's good that they're responding. I'm getting, you know, my RFPs back or my proposal. Thank you very much to the hotel community or resort community in Los Cabos for getting things back to me. I think I sourced maybe about eight or nine hotels, and I think I received, well, the ones that wanted to bid on it, they responded. So I think out of eight, let's say out of nine hotels, seven of them, one I got turned down, and then one, they never bid. They just never even responded. It happens, right? Well, I'll remember that. I don't even remember the hotel, or I would name it. No, I wouldn't. Anyway, I mean, it happens. What would prevent you from traveling in 21? You know, that's one thing that people, you know, what would prevent you? I mean, is it job related? Is it just you don't want to leave where you are? I mean, what would prevent you from traveling in 21? What would prevent me? I mean, right now, I'm still on the fence as far as, you know, should you travel, that kind of thing. So me, I mean, in order for me to travel, there has to be something major going on. I'll just say that. Has to be something major going on for me to even want to travel right now. So, but that's me. That's my whole personal thing. So if I wasn't, you know, if I didn't have a family and all that, I'd probably be gone already. But because you do, I mean, you got to think about, you know, what's the right thing to do? What's the best thing to do? You know, because I don't want to go somewhere and bring something back, right, and infect other people. Because guess what? People, it is affecting people. I mean, it's not a hoax. Things are happening. People are dying. So, you know, I don't want to be the one to bring something back and somebody get sick. Okay, so, I mean, we have to be cautious. You know, do we stay at home and all that kind of stuff? you're supposed to, but I mean, do I stay at home? I mean, you do things within reason. You don't go out there and do anything crazy, which I'm not. I kind of relegate myself to my area, to my neighborhood. If I don't have to go anywhere, go outside of that, I don't. But I'm always masked up and I'm always doing all that stuff as well. So just make sure we are doing that. But, you know, just ask yourself, what would prevent you from traveling in 21? Who's hiring? This is something new. You know, I always get these notifications like this hotel's hiring for this, that hotel's hiring for that. So I said, you know what, why don't I just bring it to the show and just, you know, I mean, I'm just going to limit it to general manager positions and director of sales and marketing positions, because those are the last two positions that I held in a hotel. So that's why I'm just going to leave it at that and we can go from there. Okay. So if like, because if I went through everything, you know, the show would need to be 2 hours because I probably spent an hour trying to tell you who's hiring, what positions and all that stuff. But no, I'm not going to do that. So who's hiring? Crown Plaza. And these are new. I mean, these are within the last week. So 6 days. I won't go outside of that. Because, you know, a lot of these positions get, you know, thousands of people per position. So, you know, or hundreds, let's say hundreds of resumes, you know, applications or whatever per position. So I wouldn't tell you something that was over a week old. And this Crown Plaza in San Pedro is just today, it came out today. So Crown Plaza San Pedro is looking for a GM, general manager, with 5 years of experience. Now, that's managed by Packard Hospitality. I'm not real familiar with them. I know they exist. I know they, there's a couple of hotels at the airport they used to, LAX, meaning they used to manage back in the day. But the Crown Plaza, San Pedro is looking for a GM with 5 years of experience. Okay, so at least minimum 5 years. So if you don't have 5 years of experience, guess what? Don't apply for it because they're going to kick you out. All right, so that's one. The Hyatt House El Segundo, which is managed by Island Hospitality, they're searching for a GM as well. And all it said was previous hotel experience needed. Now, you know what that's going to do? That's, you know, when I'm mentioning, you know, hundreds of people going to apply for this. Well, hundreds of people going to apply for that because it has no, I mean, if you compare that to the first one said GM with 5 years of experience, minimum 5 years. Okay, so, I mean, that narrows a lot of people out. That narrows me out. Okay, I couldn't apply for that because I don't have 5 years of GM experience. So why would I even waste my time, right? Well, this Hyatt House El Segundo, it just says searching for a GM, previous hotel experience needed. So, you know, you need to be a little bit more, I'm not trying to, you know, rag on Hyatt House or whoever put that, the ad out, but, you know, you have to be a little bit more specific to what the qualifications are. Because if you're not, you just open yourself up to a lot of applications or resumes that don't mean anything. And hopefully they're using the, what is it called, where it picks out keywords and things like that, where it kicks resumes out anyway. Hopefully they're using that type of technology. But if not, you're going to get a lot of unwanted resumes. So make sure if you're sending out an ad on through LinkedIn, not LinkedIn, what is it? Indeed or H Careers or whatever it is, whatever job search platform you're using, make sure you're specific to what you're looking for. Then that way that eliminates some of the crap that may come because of it. The Georgian Hotel, one of my favorite hotels, the Georgian Hotel in Santa Monica, they're searching for a GM. Now, this one was the oldest one. This was, it's about a week old, about 6 days is when I heard about this one. So, and it's managed and that lies at the Georgian by Ambridge Hospitality. Ambridge is trying to take over everything, right? I'm not sure if you guys know or are familiar with them, but they merge with Interstate. They merge with, what's the other one? Gosh, I can't think of the other. Used to be the old Tarsadia Hotel. It became something else. But anyway, I'll think about it in a minute and I'll let you know. But Georgian Hotel, Santa Monica, they're looking for a GM as well. So if you're interested in that, I love that hotel. Love that location. It's right there on Ocean Boulevard in Santa Monica. You can't beat that. Hyatt Regency Valencia, managed by Dimension Development Company. Are owned by Dimension Development Company. Never heard of them, but they're searching for a director of sales and marketing. So that's Valencia, which is out there by Magic Mountain. So if you're familiar with Los Angeles at all, you know that's kind of past the valley off the, was it the 405 to the 5 freeway. So that's where that is. So you got to really want to be out there to go to Valencia. But you know, some people want to be out there. Some people are out there, right? So Valencia is a nice area. Sonesta Hotels. If you guys familiar with Sonesta Hotels, they're buying stuff left and right, right? They have a 160 hotels in the U.S. In fact, two hotels, they've already taken, well, one they've already taken over and reflagged it. So, and I'm going to tell you those two hotels, I'll tell you the one hotel and the one that's transitioning to a Sonesta brand hotel. So the first one, and this is, I'm in LA, so this is, these are LA properties. I'm only going to name the ones that are kind of I know about because they're in my backyard, so to speak. So the former Crown Plaza, LAX, right there on Century Boulevard, is now a Sonesta hotel. Did you know that? You heard about it first, hashtag hospitality unplugged. So anyway, so the former Crown Plaza Hotel, LAX, is now a Sonesta hotel. And like I mentioned before, Sonesta has 160 hotels in the U.S. and growing. They're still trying to buy things. Things are going to be coming available pretty soon because of the things that are going on. The Courtyard. Now, I mentioned my first hotel was the Courtyard in El Segundo, right? Well, guess what? And I was saddened by this news. Sonesta bought that hotel and they're going to transition that into a Sonesta hotel. So it was the Courtyard. It hasn't transitioned yet. So I think I heard February, this is some inside information, right? So, but you heard it here on air with Russell of Hotels, right? That's my job, right? My job is to get the tea on people that are in their hotel, flagging, that's what I do. So anyway, Sonesta Hotels, the Courtyard El Segundo, my first hotel. So I was saddened by it because that was my first hotel, right? I drive by it every now and then. It's like, oh God, I remember that. Years ago, that was my first hotel. That's where I cut my teeth in housekeeping and learn how to be a manager. My first Marriott, experience, which was a great experience. But now, guess what? It's a Sonesta hotel. It's going to be a Sonesta hotel. So I'm sure Sonesta is a good company, but it's just like I said, it was personal for me, right? So the number one right here, the first hotel I worked at was the Courtyard El Segundo, and it won't be a Courtyard much longer. So I think it's transitioning in February of this year. Oh boy. Newly opened, the Hyatt House, USC Medical Center. He'll give you that rate. And it'd be better. It's the best rate you can get at that hotel. It's better than bar. Bar stands for best available rate. So, you got AAA rate, you got AARP rate, you may have a corporate rate. It doesn't matter. Ask for the Russell of Hotels rate and it will be cheaper than all of those. So just tell them, Russell sent you. LinkedIn, I mentioned this and, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be mentioning it, but every time that I mention it, someone calls me, texts me, emails me and says, hey, how do I get this SSI number? Okay, I'm on LinkedIn. I want to grow my followers or grow my connections on LinkedIn or start making, doing promotions via LinkedIn and all that stuff. How do you do that? Well, I let them know how to do that. And we talk about, we always get back to this SSI number. What is the SSI number and how do I improve that number? SSI stands for Social Selling Index, which measures the impact of your social selling effort with LinkedIn and how effective you are at establishing your professional brand. Okay, so me, I'm Russell of Hotels. I have two pages on LinkedIn, right? So I have my company page, which is Russell of Hotels, and I have my personal brand or Russell Edmond. That's my name, right? So I have two pages, right? So, but I make sure that I post things on both pages, sometimes the same thing. So whatever I post on the company brand, the company platform or company page, I'll do the same thing for Russell Edmond. So that's what I do. So it helps me kind of, it helps you with your score for the most part. At least that's what I'm, at least I think it does. I don't know. But So my score right now on the, it gives you a dashboard, and it's free to do it. Doesn't cost you anything to do it. And basically, you have to have a LinkedIn profile to do it. So you just Google, just do me a favor, if you want to do it, Google SSI LinkedIn and click on that, and they give you an option to click and get your score. So it'll just basically take that information from LinkedIn, which is your profile, which is already on your probably whatever device you use. And it'll just extract that information and boom, about 10 seconds, it'll formulate a number and give it to you. So my dashboard says I have 70 out of 100. Okay, which is decent. I guess that's, you know, if it was a grade, I guess it'll be a C. I guess, I don't know. I guess that's okay, right? Better than an F, right? So, but then it gives you another number, how you rank within the industry, right? Within your industry. So for my industry is the hospitality industry. So it gives me a number based on that. So I'm in the top 1% of the hospitality industry. Okay. So top 1%. Okay, that's great, right? So, and I'm in the top 4% of my network. So say if I had 26,000 people, which that's what I have, 26,000 people that I'm connected to on LinkedIn, I'm in the top 4% of that, right? So that's basically how it ranks. And it's based on four categories: establishing your personal brand, and it gives you a number. I got 21 out of 25. Finding the right people. Are you connecting with the right people, or are you just connecting with anybody? So obviously I'm just connecting with anybody because I got 14.3. Engage with insights, which means you don't just like people's posts. You make comments on their posts. I only got 11 out of 25. So that's a flunk. That's a F. I'm failing that. And then building relationships. Everybody knows that Russell of Hotels or Russell Edmond knows how to build a relationship. So if there's a possible 25, what would you think I would have? Boom, 25. Okay, so there you go. So on that one, I'm cooking with gas on that one. So everything's okay on that. But there's always room to improve, right? It's not the end all be all. Like I say, it's not like, you know, everything starts and stops with this, but it's a starting point, right? So it just kind of gets you, you know, okay, this is good. How do I work on this? How can I affect this? Because that's what I look at. I look at when I post things, I look at what is the effect? What people are responding? Who's responding? Are they responding? Because guess what? I post a lot of stuff. People don't even respond to it. But that just means I'm doing something wrong. So I'll just come back and let me see, maybe I'll do it this way next time. So I've actually done the same posting several times, but it has to do with the reason why I redo it and the reason why I get different results is because maybe I'm using a different hashtag. Maybe I use a different picture. Maybe it was a still photo. Now I'm using a video. So there's other things that you can do to make sure your posting is seeing people and that you're getting engagement, because at the end of the day, you need engagement from your postings. Okay. So I always mention that, but it's the first of the year. I'm going to say it again. So just make sure you're using the best thing, video. If you can use video for any postings, that goes a lot further than still pictures. So do that. Hashtags, make sure you're using, you know, I'll say proper hashtags, but specific to whatever, you know, whatever you're doing, you know, you want to make sure you're doing that. So, I'll talk about this all day. So is your hotel open? I always ask this question because we need to create some FOMO. If your hotel is open, if you're working, you're back at work, you want people to know, and guess what's the best way of doing that? Create some hashtag FOMO, F-O-M-O. Fear of missing out is what that stands for. It just lets people know that either your hotel's open, you're back working, maybe you got another job, maybe, you know, you're doing something else. I mean, whatever that is, if it's, and it, this is not related. I mean, this is not, you know, I'm a hospitality person. I come from hospitality background, right? Hashtag hospitality unplugged. But these things work. The things I give, they work for any industry, right? Because if you have a new job, you need to let people know what's going on, especially if you're passionate about that position or that brand, that new brand that you're working for. Of course, some brands, they don't want you posting. Like, say if you're you're in insurance or investments, you know, they're pretty strict about you posting things because they, you know, they don't want you giving too much information about whatever you're doing or whatever. So that's different. Okay. But if it's a company that allows you to do that, where hospitality does, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do within hospitality industry that will allow you to post things, post about your personal brand, the brand that you work for. So make sure you do that. Create some FOMO. Use your platforms, your Instagrams, your Facebook, your Twitters, your LinkedIn. I mean, whatever platforms, Pinterest, whatever the heck you want to use, but use those platforms to create the FOMO. FOMO stands for what? Fear of missing out. And that's the way we're going to get people to start traveling again, having meetings again, all that kind of stuff. I mean, we have to create that. I mean, that's not the only thing, but that's a start. Those are things that we can do to affect, right? Because I was just looking at a video, and it had to do with, it was Los Cabos. It was a hotel in Los Cabos. I can't remember what it was, but it was a travel agent. It was the hotel person speaking to a travel agent. And the travel agent had gone on a fam trip to Los Cabos. So she was posting things, and she was like, all her clients, not all of them, but a good percentage of her clients were commenting on the thing that she was getting engagement, right? Engagement. She was creating FOMO because she was in Cabo and these other people were wherever they are. You know, they're on the East Coast freezing to death, or they're here, like, we'll do it, like the things. But she was there. She was at Cabo. She was posting things, and she said she was getting a lot of engagement and people were interested in booking Cabo just based on what they saw, right? Based on the video. And they talked about, you know, what the cleanliness protocol was in Cabo, what steps they're taking, what measures they're taking to make sure things are sanitized and things like that. So she was able to get clients based on that, right? Because she created some FOMO. If I knew her name, I would throw it out to you, but I didn't write her name down. But that's what we need to do. We need to create some FOMO so people will say, hey, Russell's in, you know, if you see this backdrop, Russell's in Chicago. All right. I need to get to Chicago, you know, whatever. I'm just using that as an example, but that's stuff you may not think it, but it creates FOMO, fear of missing out. People want to see you and like, well, he's there, you know, well, I can do what that guy can do. I'm going to go to Chicago. You know, that's how people think, right? That's, you know, you get in people's head when you create some FOMO, right? Some people's heads, they're like, oh, I got to do it. Russell's doing it. What the heck is he? What is he doing? What? How can he do it? You know, and I can't do it. You know, that's what you want to create, right? Oh, that was a good one. Use social media consistently to get your message out. Whatever your product or service is, stay relevant, and it should be a huge part of your marketing strategy. So whatever it is, your hotel, your personal brand, whatever the heck you are, stay consistent. Use social media and be consistent with it. Use it consistently to get your message out. Whatever your product or service is, doesn't have to be hotel related, hospitality related. It's whatever it is. If you're an entrepreneur, you do your own thing. You want people to know that you do your own thing, whatever that is, right? So you want to get that stuff out there. You want to get that message out there, but you want to stay relevant, but you have to be consistent. In order for you to be relevant or to stay relevant, you have to be consistent with sending out your message. You want to create engagement. So if you're not getting engagement from the things that you're posting, guess what? You're doing something wrong. So keep doing it. Keep working at it. Just keep working at it. That's all I can say. And you'll understand it once you start doing it. Because I didn't understand it at first. When I first started posting things 10 years ago at the, what hotel was that? I was the GM at the Sportsman's Lodge. Okay. You know, iconic hotel built back in the early 60s. You know, it was home to a lot of stars and celebrities or whatever. I can go on and on and on about old Hollywood that used to stay there, right? But they were going through a renovation, so which badly needed. So I needed to create something. And back then, 10 years ago, you know, a lot of that stuff wasn't happening. People weren't doing it. They didn't even know what FOMO was back then. I didn't know what it was. But I just started posting things. And a lot of times I posted things that didn't get any response. But I just kept going and kept going. I kept being consistent. And I remember we had a company that was actually helping us do it. And they're based in Dallas, you know, and no knock against the people that were the company, but they had no knowledge of anything of what was going on in Southern California, only what I told them, right? So when we got rid of them, or when we phased them out, I started doing the social media myself, right? Because I said, well, if they can do it, I can do it. And I'm here. I'm local. So I can take pictures, because I was taking pictures, giving it to them, and they were posting them. I'm like, no, I'll take the pictures and I'll post them. So that's what I kept doing. I kept doing. And, you know, 10 years later or whatever, I kind of understand what you need to do. Your hashtags, you know, we didn't know, you know, what hashtags would be effective. But I know now, right? So it's just one of those things, you have to start and be consistent to stay relevant. So there you go. And then we got out because we rebranded the hotel. We renovated it. It was, you know, so we had to go through a lot of changes in order to get people back in, because one thing that people did not like is that the new changes, because this hotel was old Hollywood, whatever that means, right? Old Hollywood, meaning a lot of old actors, a lot of them weren't even around anymore, but we had old pictures of them. It was a unique place, but it was in badly in need of renovation. So when we did the renovation, people were pissed off because they're like, this is not the place that I grew up in, and my dad or my mom used to bring us here and this and that, because it looked nothing like it was, you know. We went through like a, mid-century modern, I believe that's what it's called, the motif we went with, which it looked amazing compared to what it looked like, you know, prior to that, but people didn't like it. So you're going to transition those people out and get new people in. And the best way for us to do it was through social media, because who was looking at social media? A younger, hipper kind of crowd. The older people weren't looking at social media. So we're able to get this whole new group of people, a new market that we weren't getting before, because it was too old, right? They didn't want to go, you know, but the people that liked it that percentage was small. It was getting smaller, you know, by the year, because unfortunately people were getting old. They were unable to travel. And people were, quite frankly, they were dying off. That group of people were dying off. So we wanted new blood to do that. You have to do social media, because those are the people that are watching or seeing things on social media. Boy, that was a good one, huh? That was a good story. You didn't think it was going to go there, but it did. So just be consistent on your marketing thing. Stay relevant, okay? Non-meat eats. Boy, I'm on a roll. It's already 1:34. You know, in case you didn't know, I don't have a guest today, okay? So for people on the radio, I just took a drink of water, because I'm a little parched. Non-meat eats. So I haven't talked a lot. Well, I haven't mentioned anything about non-meat eats yet, right? But during the holidays, I mean, I told you about Christmas and what we did on Christmas. But, you know, I was walking by. No, I already knew this. I'm not going to say that. But they're building a Fatburger down the street from where I live, right? And you know that Fatburger has Beyond Meat burgers now. That's what I want to tell you, right? So I can't wait for it to open. I think it's going to open like in the next, it seems like it can be days from opening. I'm going to say next week. Within the next 2 weeks, it's going to open. And I'm going to be the first one in line, because I need to get me one of these Beyond Meat burgers from Fatburgers. They're thick. I mean, oh my God. Whew. So if you haven't had a Beyond Meat burger, you need to try one. It's non-meat eats. It has nothing. It's not made with any meat. It's made with some other stuff. I don't know what it's made of, but soy based or something. I don't know, plant based, something. But it's good as heck, so you need to try it. And then I had my black eyed peas for the, you know, that's good luck. I don't know if you know that, but eating black eyed peas is good luck. But you have to eat them on the first, right? So I prepare mine on the night of the 31st, and then the next day I had black eyed peas. So that's good luck. Okay, so I don't know if you knew that. But look it up. Google black eyed peas and good luck. and tell me what comes back. Ah, that's good. It's good luck for some people. But anyway, just try it. Are you reinventing yourself? Are you doing something different? Are you swerving? Okay. You know, the best way to predict the future is to invent it. So are we inventing our future? Knowing we knew, you know, back then or last year, what are we doing differently? Are we doing anything differently? You need to ask yourself those questions. I'm not going to ask the questions, but you need to just figure that out. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels or Russell Edmond? That's my name. I don't know. Email russell@russellofhotels.com. Twitter, I'm at Russell of Hotels. Instagram, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. I have two LinkedIn pages. Remember I told you that earlier? So the first one is Russell L. Edmond, and then the second LinkedIn page is Russell of Hotels. You notice the theme here? Facebook, I have two pages of that. Guess what those are? Russell Edmond, L. Edmond, and then Russell of Hotels. Those are my two Facebook pages. I have a YouTube channel as well, Russell of Hotels. So please subscribe. And I thank the people that have. I mention this every week, and every week somebody clicks on it and subscribes. So I appreciate the three people that are subscribing to it. So thank you so much. And I have a website, russellofhotels.com. Let's see. You know, the show is a live show, start at 1 o'clock PST. And after the show's over, it becomes a podcast. So feel free to go to LA Talk Radio at any time or anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Go to that platform, type in On Air with Russell of Hotels, and you can hear me, right? You don't have to look at me all day. You can just, you know, check me out, you know, via audio. What is the Russell of Hotels group? What is this Russell of Hotels? What does he do? He's into branding. He's into digital marketing via social media. I've been talking about that. So you probably already figured out what I do, but I have to say that anyway. Help build your presence on social media through videos, postings, etc. Get engagement. Okay. So those are things that you want to have for a thriving business, even during these times, right? So restaurants and things like that, that are still open for takeout only. I mean, and I know they're on different sites and websites and things like that, but, you know, we need to do things, you know, put things out on your social media pages as well, right? People coming in to get your food, taking a picture, whatever it is, right? The community things, you know, how you relate to the community. People love that stuff. So it's always about what's going on in your community, something positive. And your restaurant or your hotel or whatever your business is affiliated with that, you know, that feel good community stuff. That's what people like to see. And they say, oh, Russell of Hotels is in, they're involved in cleaning up the community. That's what we want to do. Or, you know, he's donating clothes to the homeless shelter, whatever it is. I'm just using those as an example, although I do that. But using that as an example, but those are things you need to, you ride off of someone else's coattails if you have to, you know, ride off of someone else's brand, put your brand on someone else's brand. You know, you have to do it, right? I mean, those are things that separate you from someone else, just that average brand. Oh, that's just that one brand or that guy that does that little thing, whatever. That's what can separate you. So make sure, but you have to be consistent. So that's one thing that I do. And I'm a radio show host, right? Who would have thought that? If I was like 10 years ago, 2010, 2000, whatever, 11, someone come to me and say, hey, you know what? You're going to be a radio host. And you're going to talk about, you're going to interview today's hospitality professionals. You're going to talk about hotel stuff. You're going to be hospitality, hashtag hospitality unplugged. I was like, first of all, what's hashtag hospitality unplugged? And who said I'm going to do all this? If someone would have said that, I thought you're crazy. But you never know what you're going to do, right, until you do it, right? And if you want to, why did I start the radio show? You know, people ask me that. Because I wanted to be different. Because I want to be different than the other hospitality people. I knew I was going to transition out of a hotel at some point. And boy, that last one, that, you know, I had to get out of there, right? You know, you when you transition out, you need to do something that's different than what anyone else can do. So that's what I did. So, I mean, I went a couple of years with, you know, with the Russell of Hotels brand and trying to build that and doing a lot of different things within the hospitality space, although I wasn't working on property, but I was doing task force. I was task force being a director of sales and marketing, task force being a general manager. What else was I doing? I was doing marketing. I was doing social media for smaller hotels that maybe didn't have the money or the funds to go with a big company, right? So I was helping companies with that. So I was, you know, helping tourism boards and things like that. So, you know, those are the things that I was doing to kind of build the Russell of Hotels brand. And I'm still doing it now, but now people know a little bit more about Russell of Hotels, right? And what he does, what he can offer your company, things like that. So, you know, it starts somewhere. So you have to do those things. So, but like I said, who would have thought I would have, you know, ended up here? I ended up here, but doing some of the things that I do, being a radio show host and talking about it and having people on the show so they can promote their brand, talk about their stories, because that's what it's all about. It's all about, what is your story? Where'd you start from? Everyone didn't have the same path. Some people went to school. Some people didn't. Some people worked their way up from bellman to GM. I mean, there's a lot of those things, a lot of those stories that people don't know, and the stories need to be told. So my job is to tell those stories and talk about hashtag hospitality unplugged, whatever that is, which means I'm going to cover everything in hospitality. We talk about food. We talk about hotels. We talk about restaurants. We talk about what's an influencer. We talk about tourism boards. What is it? You know, CVB, tourism board, DMC, XYZ, 1, 2, 3s. We talk about all that stuff, right? Especially during this time, you know, a lot of stuff going on in our industry, and a lot of people are still getting laid off. They haven't returned back to work. And, you know, my job is to kind of, you know, be a little silly sometimes, but bring some serious topics to the airway, if you will. Let people know that, you know, hey, there's other things we can do, or, you know, there's some hope out there. I mean, things will turn around. It's just a matter of, when is it going to turn around? Can we wait? Some of us can, some of us can't. So, but hey, I'm not giving up the fight. So my job is to do what I can do to promote the industry, to keep it first, top of mind. Okay. That's what I'm trying to do. So if you didn't know what Russell of Hotels was doing, that's what he's doing. So how is your professional or personal brand staying relevant? I've been talking about that, right? So what are you doing? You know what I'm doing. So what are you doing? I mean, wearing a shirt is one thing, right? Okay. And these are going to be available to buy, to purchase. I just haven't, you know, this is a prototype. I just, you know, just finally got this. I ordered this thing, put this thing together, like, seemed like a month ago. And it just got to me like on Sunday. I'm like, I ordered this thing a month ago. Why did it take that long? So, but believe me, the company that did it originally won't be the company that I go with, right? It'd be more of a local company. I already have one downtown, the Garment District. They're ready to go. So, but anyway, yeah. So that's what that is. And I think I mentioned it before, but, you know, I'll say it again because I keep looking at myself like, oh, I look pretty good. So how's your professional brand staying relevant? And that's why, you know, staying relevant. This is how I'm staying relevant. That's one thing, right? But what are you doing? I'm not talking about me. What are you doing? Knowing what you know now, is there anything that you would do differently? What would you do differently if you know, okay, we already been through 2020. What are you doing for 2021 that's going to separate you from other people, from, I mean, other businesses, or other people, other business, whatever? What are you going to do different in 21 that you didn't do in 20, that you couldn't do in 20? Things have changed, right? So we have to do things different moving forward. Number three, have you connected with anyone new lately? Yeah, I have this thing. I don't know if I ever mentioned this, but when I think about someone one time and I haven't talked to them in a while, I have to pick up the phone and call them. Okay, providing I have the number, right? So so if I think of someone somebody I worked with years ago and I haven't seen them, and all of a sudden their name pops up, bing, like, oh, God, I haven't talked to that person in a long time. I wonder where he is or she is. I'll pick up the phone. If I have the number, I'll call them. If I have an old email, I'll do that and see which one they respond to. Just about 3 weeks ago, this guy popped in my head. Now, I went to college with him, right? So we have mutual friends or whatever. But I was listening to the radio one day, and this guy that was advertising for this attorney by the name, they had the same name as the guy that I knew. So I'm like, huh, I haven't thought about that guy. So let me pick up the phone. I Googled his name, right? And it came back with about 3 phone numbers. I dialed the first two and they just, So I said, those two are not good. So there was, and I went to another site. I said, well, let me keep trying. So I went to something else, and there was another number, and I called that number. I left a message. I didn't know if it was him or not because it didn't mention his name. It said, please leave a message. So I left a message, and like 2 days later, the guy calls me, right? He said, man, it was so good to hear from you. I hadn't heard from you in so long. Blah, 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 blah. I hadn't seen this guy probably in 20 years, okay? Heard from me, heard nothing, 20 years. And, you know, just, and I told him, I said, hey. He said, man, why'd you reach out to me? You know, he said, it's been a long time. I said, because I have this thing that if I think about somebody that I haven't talked to in a long time, I have to, you know, call them or at least find, you know, the information so I can communicate with them. He said, man, that is great. I should do that. You know, that's basically what he said. But it was good to catch up with him. So, you know, what, so that's one thing, you know, have you connected with anyone new? I mean, this guy knew 20 years ago, but had not connected with him. Find out he's an attorney, practicing attorney here in LA. Find out what kind of attorney he was. He lives in Pasadena. I got all this information and, you know, we're going to, you know, try to keep in touch. And then from that, I tell other people that know him. Say, oh, I talked to so-and-so the other day. They're like, what? What is he doing? Blah, blah, can I have his number? Blah, blah. So it just opened up this whole new thing, right? And who knows where it goes, right? But it's all about connecting. And it, everything doesn't have to be business related. But, you know, connect with people that you haven't either someone new or someone that you haven't connected with in a long time. So that's what I do. And that's how you maintain relationships. That's how you get, you know, just look, I don't know what that guy needs. I don't know what he's going to need. Like I said, he's an attorney. Maybe he needs some, he may need, you know, a lesson on social media. I don't know. But, you know, but if I never put this stuff out there, I'll never know, right? But like I said, I try to connect with people that if they pop in my head more than once, or I think he popped up probably twice. And that's when I said, you know what? I can't get this guy in my head, so I need to call him. So just something to, you know, just to think about. What has this situation taught you? This whole COVID thing, what has it taught you? Has it taught you don't put all your eggs in one basket? I don't know. What has it taught you? I don't know. But these are questions for you. Hotels, this is hotel specifically. Are you selling any differently? Are you leaving 20, going into 21 saying, and these are for the people that are working, right? Are you leaving 20, going into 21 saying, hey, I'm going to do the same thing that I did last year? Guess what? And then it's not going to work now. It's just that because things have changed, right? People are not working in offices anymore. People are working from home. People are Zooming. So if anything, that's changed right there, right? How you communicate with people. You know, you can't pop in. Remember, we used to pop in the offices. Well, even after 9/11, that even changed. Just remember that. Okay, let's just use that as an example. We were doing cold calls, right? So as a salesperson, you always did cold calls. And if you had, say you had an appointment with someone in a building, but there was other offices in that same building, you would try to hit all those. So say if we went to the 10th floor, we would try to hit everything on that 10th floor down, right? So we're already there, right? Until we got kicked out. Because some of these buildings say, or some of these offices say, no soliciting, whatever. We never listened to that stuff. We just walked in. And if you have goodies, you know, you're more likely to get past that whole no soliciting sign. At least that, in theory, that's what we used to do. And most of the time it did work, though. But every now and then, you know, there's no soliciting. Oh, we're not soliciting. We're just dropping off information. You know, I'm from XYZ Hotel down the street. We're just hit in the area, just introducing, you know, reintroducing our hotel to the community, the business community, blah, 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 blah. And a lot of times it just went through, just all about your presentation. But sometimes it was like, please leave before I call security. You know, sometimes you would get that too. But, you know, we had a thing. If you didn't get kicked out of a building, you weren't working hard enough. Okay. Because that's what we used to do. We just used to saturate a building. Once we got in, we saturated. That was pre 9/11 though, right? But after 9/11, you had to have appointments, right? So you had to have appointments to come in and talk to people. And you couldn't go office to office because they were real strict about that, because security would definitely be there because you had to sign in to get into the building, right? Remember that? Well, guess what now? Now, even that's out. Now you can't even go to the building because guess what? Because no one's working in the building. People are working from home. What are you going to do? Pop up at somebody's house now? You're not going to do that, right? So you're going to do Zoom or whatever platforms you're using to get to talk to people. And maybe when some of this stuff calms down, maybe we'll be able to meet with people again, you know, maybe, hey, meet me, you know, we'll have a drink or whatever. Maybe we'll get back to that. But we're going to be a minute for that. So like I was saying, are you going to be able, do you think you're able to sell like you're selling in 2019, 2020, we weren't doing any selling anyway, right? So let's just go back to 2019. We're 2021. Are you going to be able to sell like you sold in 2019? Heck no. So what are you going to do? So there you go. Are you marketing more or less? Are you keeping your brand in front of your competition? Regardless of what's going on, we still have to keep our brand out there. Some people say, oh, well, let's do a soft sale. Are we going to do a soft sale? Okay, whatever it is, keep your brand in front of people. Hard sell, soft sell. I mean, I understand you don't want to be, you know, hard sell, calling people all the time. But then again, if you, you know, I was talking to a DOS colleague of mine, and she was asking me, or I don't know if she was asking me or just making a comment that she's trying to get this, say it's a hospital. Let's just say it's a hospital. She's trying to get this hospital in her hotel because the hotel just opened and maybe they don't know about it. And she goes, well, I don't want to, you know, be that one, that salesperson that's always in their face on the phone, or you can't be in their face, but on the phone calling them. I'm like, well, I'm kind of on the fence with that, right? Because one, you still need people in that hotel. And two, there's a whole list of hotels that they refer other business to, and you're not on that list. So until you get on that list, because, you know, if it's a patient or whatever, and they need to, you know, stay close to the hotel, say they had a procedure, surgery or whatever, and they need to stay close to the hotel for a couple of days, or close to the hospital for a couple of days. So they refer this person to the area hotels, but this hotel is not on the list. So until you get on that list, you need to be on the phone with this person and say, hey, can I get on this list? What do I need to do to get on the list? So once you get on the list, then maybe you can back off a little bit, but you got to get on the list, especially if there's 10 other hotels that are on that list. So you're not getting any love from that company or that organization. So you have to, you know, I understand, like I said, you don't want to sell, hard sell, blah, blah, blah. I understand that, but you still have to do something. You can't be as passive, especially if you have a new hotel, because guess what? At the end of the day, there's an owner that's attached to this new hotel that wants some business. And if he doesn't get the business, he at least wants to know, well, what have you done? You know, okay, you're not getting anything, but who have you called? Okay, because that would be the first question. Well, who are you calling? What is your strategy to get business? Okay, I know we're not getting anything right now, but what is your strategy? Do you even have a strategy? So you have to make sure that you're doing something, okay? And did I say, what is this? Oh, okay. Are we keeping in front of your competition? Okay, just mention that. Are we waiting for things to happen, or are we trying to make things happen? That's, you know, are we passive in our selling, or are we actively going out there making that phone ring? Because we need to make the phone ring, right? Whatever you need to do, you need to make it ring. I got 5 minutes left. Why? Can you believe that? And I still haven't gotten to what I need to talk about. Do we wait for the phone to ring, or do we make the phone ring? I mentioned that. Are we proactive, or are we reactive? Okay, well, not reactive, proactive. Make the phone ring. Quick shout out. Susan Wessel. Happy belated birthday, Susan. Okay, I didn't even know it was your birthday. We just talked yesterday. I didn't even know your birthday was like on Sunday. But she's the director of global sales for AIC Hotel Group, which includes the Hard Rock Resort in Cabo. And AIC stands for All Inclusive Collection. So she's the director of global sales for AIC Hotel Group. Which, like I said, includes the Hard Rock Resort in Cabo, because I actually sent her an RFP the other day and she responded. And I appreciate you, Susan. Thank you so much. Because the client, guess what? The client asked specifically for that hotel. I had to throw in some other hotels in there too, other resorts, okay? But he asked specifically for the Hard Rock. You know, Hard Rock people, you know. Hey, do you guys know the travel restrictions, right? California, while California doesn't have statewide restrictions on inbound travelers, but there's a stay-at-home order here in LA, which has been in effect for since December 3rd. And I think it's going to go for another week or so, something like that. So San Francisco has a has ordered a mandatory 10-day quarantine for travelers coming from outside of the 9-county Bay Area region. So I'm in LA County. So if I'm going to San Francisco, there's a 10-day quarantine, right? Well, what is that? What I don't understand is someone going to be like at the border, the city limits of San Francisco saying, hey, those are things that, you know, I kind of wonder about, right? So I'm going to San Francisco from LA County. Is there someone that's going to stop me? Like, say I went to a hotel. Are they going to say, hey, what's your business here? Are you an essential worker? Are they going to ask me for my credentials? Are they asking me for paperwork? Now, some countries, they do that. You know, other countries other than U.S., they do that. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. But there's no restrictions in Arizona, Oregon, Nevada. And I just did the West Coast or the ones that kind of border California. So Arizona, Oregon, and Nevada, there's no travel restrictions. You can go in and out. No big deal, right? But like I said, California should be regulated to the people in the state only. I mean, outside of the state, people that are coming outside, you know, they're only supposed to be essential workers. But from what I understand, and I talked to a couple of hotel people here locally, they just basically asked them, are you an essential worker? And you can say, yes, I am. But they're not asking for any credentials. They say, okay, well, show me your essential worker platform or paperwork. They're not asking for that. So, yeah, we have this stay-at-home order, but how are we able to, I don't know, to put this thing in place or to regulate it? Are we able to do that? I don't know. But anyway, that was my show, right? I just wanted to bring that up because that was just one of those things that are just like make you go, how does this really work, right? Because I haven't gone to a hotel. I mean, I've been to hotels, but, you know, just to the lobby or to their bar when it was open, when I was able to do that several weeks ago. But, you know, I haven't done that lately, so I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I'm going to get to the root of this thing, and then we're going to talk about it next week. So anyway, thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. This show was just kind of get caught up and kind of ramble about some stuff. You know, I always have a topic. I always have things I need to talk about. But we make it work. However we need to make it work, we make it work. So, but anyway, thank you so much. And remember, hashtag hospitality unplugged. What does the 14 stand for? The 14 stands for how many hotels I've actually worked in. So that's what it means. And maybe next week I'll go through, you can test me and see if I remember all 14 hotels. I have to do that's some homework right there because I have to think about that. But no, it's 14 hotels. But anyway, thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I do appreciate you joining in. I cannot do this without people that support me. So thank you so much. So without further ado, you guys take care. Have a great week. It's today's Taco Tuesday. So go have some tacos. It doesn't matter if it's non-meat eats. Just go have some tacos because it's Taco Tuesday. So anyway, you guys take care. Peace. Bye.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.